It's time for tonight's post-game coaches show, presented by Bearings. And, Coach, we knew this would be a physical game coming in, and this one really wasn't over until that final buzzer sounded. But what an effort by the Wildcats.
You know, we made a lot of mistakes, and but one mistake we didn't make was the one that we really tried to bounce back from on Tuesday night, and that's having the will to win. I think our guys really emptied their tank, and then they make that three and sends it to overtime, and they score on the first possession. And our guys could have then just said, we just don't have it. And they had this will to win. And, yes, they made some mistakes. Yes, we missed foul shots. We missed opportunities to score. But the will to win never ceased to exist. And it's such a joy to win a game with such a great crowd, a day in which we honor Brenna and John Kilgo and Jay Hefner and Kara and Mike Malloy, our legends in the Hall of Fame, and particularly special for me because we have so many of the guys from the glory years here who started this. They, without those guys in the glory years in the 60s, with Lefty Drizel, Fred Hetzel, Barry Teague, Mike O'Neill, Jerry Kroll, Tony Osmond, Doug Cook, I'm missing some. There's so many of them. They were here to celebrate Mike Malloy's induction into the Hall of Fame. And it's those guys who laid the foundation for this program. And that foundation was so strong that it still stands today. And it's such a memorable part of Davidson College history.
For sure, Coach. And you look at the performances by Goodmanson and Grady, but I want to look at Bates Jones. If anybody looked at the box score, they'd see 3 points and three rebounds. But the three rebounds are about the three biggest rebounds you could get. You follow these up with a pair of free throws.
Yeah, you know, the will to win was there. And Bates is a tough hombre. He fights and fights and fights. And he missed his threes today. And he got in some foul trouble today. But the will to win was there, and I thought he was terrific. I thought Nelson was especially terrific, particularly because, and that was really gratifying for me personally, because his mom, Monica, came in here today from London, and for her to see him in his first performance in a Davidson uniform for her, and him to perform like that, that just gives me goosebumps and makes this even more special.
Jeff Doughton gets fouled here by Kellen Grady before the three. Was that part of the script?
Yeah. you know, and we thought we were going to do that in the regulation, but Matt McKillop, who did the scout, drew the exact play they were going to run. And they ran that play, and we worked on it this morning during our shoot-around. We worked on it yesterday. Matt diagrammed it, and I'd like to give it another look to see how that play unfolded, because... I'll just leave it at that.
Fats Russell, you guys did a great job matching up with him. He got some momentum toward the end of regulation and then in overtime. What were you thinking with another three ball when he hit that to send us to overtime?
You know, if I started thinking about that and reflect upon what happened Tuesday night with the three, I'd really be writing my own obituary. And what I did think about was the three that was made against here, St. Joseph's, when Daly made the three at the buzzer to send it to overtime, and we wound up coming back and winning, and that's the memory that I tried to resurrect for our guys. So you want to resurrect a positive memory rather than a negative memory.
You had mentioned the play of Nelson. We've touched on Bates. David Christensen gave you some very good and productive minutes tonight.
Yeah, you know, it's wonderful to see guys that did not get a lot of playing time through much of this year step up to the plate with the absence of Mike Jones. And I thought David was superb in some of the things he did for us. Nelson, obviously. Lee, obviously. And Bates. Our bench. Look at the minutes we got. We had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 guys in double-digit minutes, and that was really very good.
Well, John led the way with 23 and 12 offensively. Another patented game for him. But Kellen Grady, especially early in this game, finished with 21. He came out with some extra fire tonight.
You know, he was the one that got us the lead in the first half. He made a couple of threes, a couple of drives. And the shots he missed in the second half were right there. He did actually make a big three right top of the key here that was really big and a momentum changer. So You know, when Kellen and John, when they shoot well from three, and Carter shoots well from three, there's generally we're going to have success. And tonight they were 7-for, I think 7-for-13 from three, so more than 50%. And I think up there when we played them up in Rhode Island, I want to say those three guys were a combined 3-for-19 from three. So when they're making threes, special things happen for us.
Coach, what was it like heading into overtime in the huddle? You mentioned how you were taking the positive thought, and you went around to each player toward the end to inspire them to finish this game.
Yeah, we talk about the will to win. We've been talking about that since Tuesday. And, you know, what we did Tuesday was, or Wednesday, we gave every player on our team a tennis ball. And I said to them, I want them carrying it around campus in their pocket, anywhere they are, locker room, dinner, breakfast, lunch, classroom, and keep bouncing the ball as you're walking across campus. So many of our students might have seen our guys walking across campus bouncing a tennis ball, and they would repeat to themselves, bouncing back, bouncing back, bouncing back, bouncing back. But we bounced back tonight.
Well, Coach, finally, biggest takeaway, what are you most proud of, the bouncing back?
Well, the fact that we did bounce back. Tuesday was a heartbreaker. Tuesday was a crusher, and here's a team that Rhode Island, they're 19-6, they're 11-2 in the conference, they're on a great win streak, they're a very good team, they beat us up there, and we bounce back.
Coach, congratulations on a big night and a big win here for the Wildcats.
Thanks, Jared.
Coach McKillop's comments presented by Barings, the global financial services firm with local roots. Barings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live, and is proud to partner with Davidson College on initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit Barings.com.